Oh, hi. It's Kilowatt. How are you guys doing? I think I told you guys about a guy named Brandon. I actually just decided that we should do a podcast. We're on our first date right now. Brandon, say hi. Say good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
We're on a marathon date.
It's the weekend.
We're living our life. Hold on. Oh my God, you're so cute right now. I just realized that you might be a little standoffish because it's a podcast. I promise you have like 2 followers, and they're my friends.
Hello, 2 followers. No, it's a weekend, and I have a moment.
Well, we've been
gonna do meme.
Yeah. Well, we've been fucking talking since Tuesday. That shit was wild. I did talk about that already.
Do you title your podcast after?
Just anything that I want to. Like, I'll probably title this one,
Crackers.
Machete. I'll title it Machete. Crackers. You guys, we were just fucking at a gas station filling up so we can go on our little road trip because we're doing a marathon date. I was so nervous when I was on my way here. Hold on, side tangent. I was so nervous when I was on my way to go to the fucking date. I almost pulled over and threw up. Because we've been, like, totally Twitter-pated all week, and I was like, dude, I don't fucking know what the fuck to do with my hands. And I was trying to put eyebrows on my face, and then
isn't
I
that from
nauseous.
Fucking?
Is there a movie that says I don't have to do with my hands?
That's fucking Talladega Nights.
Is that what it is? Yes. Dude, I literally, that's been my catchphrase my
when
whole
he
life.
Wins, he's like, he doesn't know what to do with his hands.
That's what I do anytime somebody compliments me or anytime something good happens. I'm like, I don't fucking know what to do with my hands. Yeah. We're on our way to go to.
I know. She said that she almost got sick, and I was like, "Damn!" Like, okay, it was like that.
I was so nervous, and then I acted like a fucking retard the whole time. Like, I couldn't park my car. He's just watching me struggle with reversing. I was like,
I showed up first.
I couldn't figure out how to open my sunroof.
I showed up first, and I was sitting there in the fucking dark, like a weirdo. And I was like, "Well, that has to be her."
You're moving in the shadows. It's not weird. It's just.
I didn't want to stand on the bright corner light, so I saw her pull up, and I was like, okay, that's her. That's a car she described. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she pulled in. There was plenty of room to park. Just pull in, back up.
And you
remember the Austin Power movies? The Austin Power movie?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He gets stuck in the hallway and he keeps going.
Oh, that was exactly what it was. Yeah.
She was doing one of that.
That's so funny.
She did one of those Austin Power moves, and I was like sitting there, and then she was kind of looking around like, oh my God, I'm fucking.
And then
this
I like
up.
Immediately just like got out and hugged you. I didn't know how to hug you.
You looked over and you saw me looking at you, and I gave you a thumbs up, and you're like, oh, sure. Fuck.
I think I was supposed to take this exit. Hold on. Going on a road trip.
Are we still filming?
Yeah, we're still filming. Okay. Yeah. It just won't interrupt the podcast to tell us directions. I just realized that.
This vape is like dead.
Is it?
Do you have a C charger?
I don't. I barely have a fucking phone charger.
She doesn't have a C charger.
I barely have a phone charger. I'm so grateful.
Okay, to be fair, we both run off of like less than 10%.
Except for on date day, on the first date day, we were both like sitting pretty over 25%. I was so proud of myself. All week it's been like, what percent are you at? Oh, I have 6.
I'm not sure how the rest of the world operates, but I know that me and her operate like it's always fucking like, 20% or below.
I have like 5 portable chargers that my children steal from me, and I don't have any fucking cords ever. I have to go buy cords like all the time.
I'll wake up so feeling annoying. Good about life when I'm at 100%. I'm like, yep. And as soon as my feet touch the ground, I shit you not, automatically it's like, back down to 25% just for waking up.
It's kind of like what happens whenever I get any kind of like tax return or anytime I get a break on my bill, like something else happens and I have to pay for that.
That's what happens to you.
Yeah, but we were just like, I was fucking nervous. And so then, what were we talking about before that?
Hold on. I was a little nervous.
Love it?
Yeah, I was.
I didn't notice. You're very confident in the way that you were standing there looking all cocky watching me park the car. I was like, it's cool.
But you have directions.
Yeah, I was just swinging it. Oh, that's what I'll title the podcast, Swinging It. Yeah, essentially, that's what we were doing. Like, he was
and
like,
I told
well,
her,
where
I told her, I felt bad. I was like, you know, like, I'm the one that should be setting up the plan, making the plan, right? Like, what are we going to do tonight? This, this, and that.
Yeah, but so far we haven't, like, subscribed to the standard way of doing things. Yeah, I was like...
Well, throughout the day, because we both know that we're more fluid and we're okay with open plans, I guess, open-ended plans, but I was like, well, at least we need a destination. Let's meet, right? We have to have a meet-up.
We gotta have a starting point, yeah.
We picked a Mexican restaurant, and I was like, we'll start there. We'll meet there at least.
Well, what's funny about it is that I was gonna suggest you come at my house. And then Braylon was like, no, what if he's a serial killer? She's like, wait till you feel him out and see his vibe. And I was like, Braylon, I've been talking to this dude, like, every fucking day, 24, so I've never texted anybody this much before. Ever.
Yeah.
I swear to God, we could probably, like, fill a book. That's pretty good. But she was like, yeah, feel the vibe, make sure. And then I ended up coming back to get my clothes, and I think I gave her a kiss goodnight. She felt comfortable that at least you weren't a serial killer.
Right. Yeah, I know. We've been, since texting, I think I sent the first text. That's not a text. What is it? A message?
Oh, yeah. DMs. You slid in my DMs. Yeah.
I just asked if she knew people that I knew and if I ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I don't think so. And I'm super late for something. And I have, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I was telling about how I fucking slept in. And then we were commiserating.
So
kind of
started from there.
Yeah.
Snowballed from there.
Turned into an epic
text. What,
5-6
days later? Wait, how many days? 5?
We're at
Tuesday?
6. It's 6. Wait, Tuesday? I don't know how to count.
Lost count.
I don't know where I am. And I'm all paranoid that the cop behind me. For some reason, I don't know why every fucking car I think is the cop. It's so funny.
Everybody's a cop.
Yeah, in my head, they're all just the popo. I got my first MIP at this McDonald's up here.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, this epic, like, there was a journey. So the cops came down to the river and, like, broke up all the
drinking.
Yeah, the minors drinking. And they were handing out MIPs. So me and my friend Taco and Kara decided to, like, bounce. And it was just this huge ordeal of just, like, scaling fucking... We climbed up, like, 2 cliffs. We ran from a dog. We hopped a fence. All of our phones got fucking wet. We had to hitch a ride. Like, we walked on this dark country road for, like, 3 hours after climbing through blackberry bushes. We were definitely sober by the time that fucking happened. And we're standing...
All that to avoid MIP.
Yeah, all to avoid the MIP. Because my mom is a Capricorn, and she would fucking kill me. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh,
okay, that makes sense.
My mother's a total boomer, and she would murder me. And so... I was terrified of my mom. Like, she didn't think I did anything wrong at that point. So I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
But you ended up getting one at the end of the day.
I did, because I was standing at the McDonald's leaning against the wall, putting my fucking pants on. And this guy was like, oh man, it looks like you had a rough day. I said, God, you would not believe what we just fucking did to escape the police. And he goes, oh really? And I go, yeah, we just had to do this and that, and we climbed this, and oh my God, I'm so lucky we got away. And he's like, go ahead and step to the side, please. I'm an undercover police officer. I was like, no. He's like, you almost got it. You almost got away.
Thank God for those RTJOC. What are those kids in high school? RTJOC.
I don't know.
JOC.
That's how fucking well behaved I was. I don't even know.
Those kids. The hall pass monitors. Thank God for those kids.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where he was that night.
I was like in the middle... Well, no, he was, like, a police officer.
No, but when you explained that, like, you jumped this and did that, I was like, well, that's kind of how my dad got here.
Okay, that is a gem. That's going to go in my repertoire. So, in case you guys didn't know.
A little hop, skip, and a jump.
So, Brandon is, his dad's Mexican, and he's a first-generation immigrant into America. So, he's making it funny. That's a...
That was funny.
That was sly. If you guys are picking up what he's throwing down, this guy's fucking over my speed. He's
usually we swim here. No, we're great swimmers. Don't get that wrong. But we didn't have to swim this time.
I'm pretty sure you said something about how all you'd have to do is step over the wall. I was so offended when you brought
Mexican.
That up. I'm sorry, but if anybody's going to be building a fucking wall, it should be Mexico from Americans, because we're all crazy.
Well, no, the whole fucking, to be honest though, the wall would be done in like 2 weeks, if we were being real.
Yeah, they probably put their hearts into it.
It'd be done in 2 weeks.
Especially if you left it up to them, because they're amazing.
that's with fucking taking tortilla and fucking coffee breaks too.
Yeah, just throw in 100%. A Modelo for lunch and we'll be good to go. At least that's how my fucking neighbors did it.
And mind you, I'm not talking shit or anything. Like, I'm...
No, my actual, that's like a real lunch that my fucking neighbor teaches you to pack for her husband. So it was cute. But we were at the topic of being at the fucking gas station. So before we started this marathon date, we were actually, I think I gotta take a right.
Yeah, where's the directions?
Wait, hold on. Maybe you hold it. Yeah, I gotta take a right. How about you hold that? And we'll just continue to talk. Because that little yellow thing says that we're still recording.
So we know in this next week we're going to invest in like one of those phone holder thingies.
Yeah, I actually have one.
For Caleb.
I haven't put the sticker on the dash.
But yeah. For tonight, I'm going to act as the phone holder.
Yeah, you're just a really attractive phone holder.
Yeah, definitely not Temu. Definitely not Temu
phone holder. Like a way better beard than Temu. It's like some fish whiskers that's got. Yeah. So, no, we were just at the fucking gas station.
Yep.
And out of nowhere, he's like, I'm going to get out of the car because I was putting gas in the car. And I was like, what? Just oblivious. Fucking oblivious. Where are we? How long am I on this road for? Let's see. It says 33 minutes.
10 miles.
10 miles. Okay, cool. Bet. Let's do it.
Guys, if this is the last time you ever hear me.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. I'm taking him into the woods successfully with the hatchet.
3 in the morning. 10 miles out into the woods. I'm going to give you my coordinates.
This is so good. I don't even think about the trust that this is taking.
She did say first day, right?
I assume that you'd be down. What?
I just want to make sure she said first day at the beginning of this.
It is the first. Yeah, okay. I know. For all the first time in this carnation. Who the fuck knows, but I'm just excited because we didn't get killed at the gas station.
Yeah, back to the gas station.
The guy gets out of the car. Brandon's the fucking guy, sorry.
I had a... No, I was like, I'm going to get on and wash your windows. They didn't really look dirty, but I was like...
He was like, I need to mop the front porch. Like, you know how when your neighbors are fighting, you're like, I better go dust my fence. Mm-hmm. I can see what the fuck's
going
on.
So you can listen on the tea.
Mm-hmm. And so he's doing that, and this dude walks by, and this chick's like, leave me alone, and he's holding a fucking machete.
No, it's in a plastic bag.
Yeah, but he's still, like, holding a machete.
No, he's holding that shit.
It's like... You can't hide the shape of a machete. I don't care what, plastic bag. It's clearly a machete.
I mean, it was a decent fucking plastic bag, but when you see the handle of a machete, you know. Mm-hmm. And she gets back in the car, and I'm still out there scrubbing the windows away. And then I notice that shit, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, yeah, okay.
We figured that part out a little
bit. I get in the car.
He's literally right next to us when we figure out he's got a machete. I was like, oh, my God.
I get in the car and I notice he's getting kind of close to me, so I get in the car.
He did like a head.
And
nod.
I look over and like he looks at me and he's still saying something about the lady that he was with and.
Yeah, this poor
he's
woman.
Like, what's your
you
fucking
know that's
problem?
Like his,
you know,
you
she's
know
like, leave me the fuck
girl.
Alone.
Like that's his girl, and he's like threatening her.
She's saying,
machete.
Leave me alone. And he looks over and I make eye contact with him, and one of his eyes is kind of fucked up.
Like honestly, I had flashbacks to Sam. I'm sorry. I was like.
Yeah, and I look at him and he gives me a head nod. I was like, you fucking yeah,
I was like, Brandon would squish you like a bug in like 2 seconds. Like,
don't
even
make
try
me fucking
right
disarm you.
It was insane.
But, yeah.
That was like the second time tonight we've been in threat. Because we went up to another lookout point. And out of nowhere, like, I had seen a little shadow cross the road. Oh, thank you. I'd seen a little shadow cross the road or around a corner. And I was like, what was that? And then shortly after, we heard some guy talking. I don't know what. Was he yelling?
He was talking to himself, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We were mid-conversation. I heard some
mumbo-jumbo.
Rumbly. Yeah, like, shit. I look down. I see a guy down walking on the path from where we were sitting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you fucking called it, though. Like, immediately. You're like, oh.
No, and then as soon as I saw that, okay, he's by himself. We're sitting up here.
It's fine.
I kept an eye on it, and then he looped around. And,
yeah.
And then after that, like, he's walking towards
us.
Well,
he looped around toward our section.
Yeah, like, no normal fucking sane person's going to walk towards you.
Well, they're also not going to be skulking around in the shadows silently.
In the shadows,
like,
exactly. Without announcing yourself.
Yeah, he went from talking to himself being loud to all of a sudden being
dead ass quiet,
walking toward us. And I was like, oh, no. I catapulted myself up so fast to give myself a wedgie. and fantastic. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. It was like my angels pulled my underwear up. like dental floss.
Like, what was that? What's that one commercial?
Myself off the fucking road. What?
Charmin? Is it the one that did?
Yeah, like the bear.
Was it the Charmin one that I think so. Or is it the Salt? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't watch enough TV to know what the commercials are, unfortunately.
Anyway, now, YouTube, she I had the wedgie. I didn't have that problem. I was just trying to fucking get up. Get up and be ready to kick somebody the fuck down.
Your legs were probably fucking like asleep at that point.
No, actually they weren't. They do.
Yeah, because I was straight. Like we were just sitting there and I had my legs like up and over his because I was wearing a skirt and I didn't want to like fucking freeze to death. So that was how we were coping with the temperature difference. And like,
mind you, it was a beautiful
rock.
Day. It was a beautiful
day. It was so a really beautiful day.
Yeah. I think I'm getting a little too head thinking it's summer already.
Oh no! Did you accidentally? Oh, I hope I have service. Oh no!
What the fuck did this do?
You actually hit the button. Oh, thank God, we're not gonna die. It's all fine, you guys. Don't worry.
I hit a button. I'm sorry.
Technology is so hard. I'm sorry. There you go. 6.5. And that's all it takes to distract us. That is all it takes. And then we're on to a new topic. Which so far we've discovered that we've pretty much been... Like, we've never met before.
Yeah, first time actually meeting.
And he's conveniently living in the town that I grew up in. I don't know. Where did you grow up? Why do I keep forgetting where you grew up
at? Right in that area. Just a little more south.
Same area?
Gladstone, fucking...
See,
Oak
Gladstone
Grove
was
Boulevard.
Like a mystery to me. I never went to Gladstone. Oh, wait.
Gladstone,
no,
Milwaukee.
I did have a friend named... Krista, who lived in Up River Road or Lake Road or whatever.
Krista
Greatriak.
No way. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
Okay, good. I was wondering. Yeah, there it is. But see, that's the point, is that you could literally go, like, your whole life. Like,
yeah.
We were, like, downtown, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I used to go to this bar right here. And he's like, weird, I used to go to this bar, like, right over here, which was, like, a block away.
Yeah. Or I was like, oh, I did a fucking... I worked on this building over here. I did, and it's like, oh, you fucking hung out right over here the whole time.
People are gonna be like, "What did you
Strange.
Do? What did you do on your first day?" Oh, we went to the Rose Garden. And
well,
then,
no, we first went at the Mexican place.
Yeah, we went to La Bonita, where we didn't. We still haven't ate the taco.
We have food that we actually made.
I got some really shitty horchata.
That was a horchata
that I decided to throw all over my fucking back seat of my car. I was like in a frenzy of trying to clean because I didn't. I was so busy today.
Guys, I've had horchata. I took a drink of it. I was like, why is she saying it's bad? I have to try it.
Yeah, I was trying not to be picky, but I was
like, imagine taking like that sixth grade fucking white chalk and grinding it up with a little bit of fucking sand and maybe.
That was the bottom of the barrel horchata.
Yeah, like
we're not making a new batch. It is 8:45.
They're like, this is our last fucking horchata batch and. These people, we're never going to see them again.
Yeah, they probably don't even like us.
They served her some fucking shit.
Probably making fun of my bangs right now.
It was like drinking chalkboard chalk.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
bad.
Much.
It was pretty bad. But that's where we met.
Yeah, so there's that.
But we got food, and we just never ate it.
Well, I bet it's delicious.
It still is.
Fucking shitty horchata didn't infiltrate
it. Better be.
Yeah.
So there'll be an update on that, if the food is still...
I bet it'll be good.
Actually, I know where we are.
You do? Because I don't. Yep. I'm so glad.
Because I did a side job out here, actually, last summer.
Yeah, if this is, like,
this
anywhere near McIver.
Oh.
I think this is near McIver.
That's fine. Yeah, the side job that I did was, like, right across the street from the entrance.
I fucking love McIver, dude. Love it. So, Brent and I and Braylon live down this area over here in Beaver Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when my sister came out... She got me into this hiking kick, which I loved hiking, but I hadn't really done it before I hung out with my siblings, like, that often. So I started hiking, like, on my own, which was great. And so I started going, like, every day I'd go down to
That's
McIver
awesome.
Park. It was great, because we're only, like, 10 minutes away. You gotta utilize that shit for sure.
I think we'll start doing that. We need to start doing that.
I know. I want to go hiking. I really want to go to Wichita Falls. Like, I've been trying to talk Jake into it, and he's like, oh, I want to go. Oh my
At least
god.
Do a hike. If you can do a hike, then like, we have to be ready for some shit,
we were
right?
We're literally at the bottom of Rose Garden, like in the Portland City Rose Garden, not like.
We walked down. Down's always easy.
Yeah, we were walking down, and then all of a sudden we thought somebody was fucking with the car because we didn't know where we could park. And I was like, oh shit, like, I think somebody's up in the car. So we started, like, trekking it back to the car, and I swear to God, we had to, like, stop twice because I was so out of shape. We got to the top, and I was like, oh my God, calisthenics. Like, it was so sad.
Yeah. Just please make sure that everybody can walk a flight of stairs without.
Well, I want to know that I can fucking hop a fence if I need to run away from the popo. Because
that's
shit's getting weird. Not, like, what was it? Then we went to 7-Eleven and ran into Bernard, who I used to fucking run the 33 with, and I've known him forever. Except for, he doesn't have a Facebook, so that was problematic. The only way people can reach me is through, like,
she didn't remember. She had to ask me what his name was. I just met him.
Well, because it was useful that you were introducing yourself. Did you like how I trailed off? Because I was trying to remember his name when I was about to introduce you guys, and I was like, I realized I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, this is Brandon. And then I just, like, casually, like, trailed off and pretended to be distracted. But I was listening real hard, hoping that he'd say it and I could hear it. But
I picked it up.
Thank you for that.
He's got a story.
He's got a good one. See, he dated one of our bus drivers at TriMet. Her name was Peggy. And he, like, never told me about her. Like, for the 10 years that I drove this guy every fucking Saturday, he never told me about Peggy, who he was in love with for 8 years. She was 10 years older than him, and they figured out that she had breast cancer. And that actually spread to her body.
After they removed her
left breast. So, yeah, he said that she died. He came home from work, and she had died. And I was like, yo, that's fucking traumatic, so sad, dude. Like, but then the worst part, I was like, I was checking to see if it was you that won the lottery. He goes, you know what's fucked up? I go, what? He goes, literally, the plaid pantry across the street from my house. So the Killings were plaid pantry.
Oh my God.
Which means I bet you $20 that I know somebody who won, because I hung out in Killingsworth.
Oh.
All my passengers, Killingsworth. And I fucking know everybody at that plaid. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to find out who won.
Well, somebody's living life right now.
Yeah, hopefully they're life changing. About to board a trip to the Bahamas or something fun.
Go buy a little fucking island somewhere.
YOLO. I'd get a compound going, and then I'd just get a little private jet and just cruise around with my homies.
Yeah. So Bernard's cool, though. That's like one of those stories that you want to blow up and share and get out there.
Well, I have, like, a million stories like that. Like, a million. I've got, so, like, the second podcast I did, I was talking about these two guys who had lost their wives, the Kevin and I can't remember the other guy. But anyway, I mean, that's the type of situation where, like, that particular job, you're going to run into people and find out their stories, especially if you're social. That's, so it was perfect for me, which is another reason why I want to go back.
Horse's house right up here.
Did you find it? We're looking for a house that he did a job at. Was it nice? Was it, like, super
pretty?
It's
a little house. It was a little house.
See, that's the best kind, though. It's less
huge
housework.
Yard, though.
Yeah.
Huge
less housework,
yard.
More playtime.
There was a fucking pipe leak or some bullshit, but.
Well, I can't get Braylon to go fucking hiking with me either for the life of me because they traumatized her last summer. I took her, my mom, and her little bestie.
Yeah, you gotta start easy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I took them to, like, well, this is why, okay? I took them rafting on this, what's the fucking river? It's down over by, Detroit Lake.
You got a left coming up.
Left up here, okay.
You're doing fucking white water rapid.
No, but, okay, hear me out. Reddit. There was a Reddit thread, okay?
White
water. I did a significant amount of research because I was not about to take my mother and two little girls on a crazy rafting trip. I just wanted to float a river.
It's coming up.
And so we ended up, this one right here, right? We ended up going, yes, okay. We ended up going in, and it said on the Reddit thread, they were like, listen, this is such a good little stretch that you're going to have to get out and fucking tote the tubes, which I did. So I didn't even bother bringing, like, a life jacket or, like, a fucking, like, a little paddle, like, nothing.
She lives life on the edge.
Well, I live like a retard. So I was like, no. And so I shouldn't say that. That's not a word you can say. I need to take that back. This is where you know you're a 90s kid and you just start saying shit out of pocket.
Forgive us.
Like, I used to say that's so gay. you're not supposed to say that. Don't fucking do it because it is offensive and you need, I need to be better. Okay. So, what's it? Oh, 55. Okay, cool. Anyway, long story short, we're cruising. It was beautiful. And as we're going down this little, like, bend, there's a fucking tree that's pointed upward that we can't see because it had collapsed. And because the tree was such a big tree that fell, it created, like, a bunch of ripples. And, like, the whole, all fucking three of us, let's see, me, Braylon, Layla, and my mom. So all four of us, sorry, I can count. Wait, nope, that's three. Okay. Because it's Braylon, Layla, me, and my mom. Okay, four. Sorry. I'm really tired. We're just going to move past that. So over it. Sorry. Anyway, I couldn't count, and we're moving forward.
Stop it.
I'm going to stop talking about it.
Stop. I'm not telling her to stop. There's a stop button.
I'm just going
to
keep going. Okay, here we go. That's what you mean. An actual stop sign. Okay.
So make sure we actually stop.
As we're going through this fucking little bend, this tree uproots all of us. Like, in 2 seconds, we're all underwater. And the fucking worst part was that, like, I don't know what happened, but something happened where, like, I turned into fucking Spider-Man. Because everything that I loved in the world was literally, like, minus Pubba, or Bubba, like, underwater. Damn. And so I shoot up, and I'm, like, using the tree root to ground myself so I don't move. And so I shut my foot down, like, so I could grab something, and then I'm, like, looking around for Braylon and Layla, because they're underwater, and then I see Layla pop up. And I'm looking for Braylon. I can't. My mom's in the corner. She's swirling around like a little tide pool. She's looking scared like a little puppy that can't swim. And I was like, oh my God, my mom. And like, Braylon is trapped under this fucking tree.
Oh, fuck.
And so I like, it was like 20 seconds. I had to rip her out from underneath. And then 2 seconds after I got a hold of her, she was up onto the raft. And then I like immediately jumped on the raft, grabbed Layla, and then we like booked it over to my mom. But that particular instance, we were hiking to get to the main road after that. So she does not associate any kind of hiking as a fun experience. She's like, I'll never hike again. And I was like, that wasn't really a hiking trip, babe. Like, a hiking trip is fun. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That makes sense.
We just backtracked so much. Are we in Estacada? Oh, fuck. We did a whole bunch. Look, we're driving in circles again. Fuck.
If you haven't noticed, that's the name of
this is the name of the podcast. Well, the only people that listen to it already know the name of it, yeah.
I'm just along for the ride.
I'm so glad you hitched a ride. That was great. We just immediately ditched his car. I was like, okay, let's go.
We could have just came straight.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This was the Estacada Highway for the... What the fuck happened? It's because I turned right when I didn't have to. It's because I wasn't sure where to go. I just took a right. Anyway, we're moving on.
Wait, which way did we come? Through Damascus?
Long-winded just to tell people that Braylon was scared of hiking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we went through. Maybe we can ease into it. Yeah, the back of Damascus.
Ease into some hiking.
Well, there's a really...
I think that's one thing, is like, never jump back into something, even if you're a hiker, lifter, biker, whatever you do, like, don't
just jump in.
Don't jump back into it. Like, your body knows that it can do it, but don't, you'll fuck yourself up trying to overdo it. And then you'll be in shock, and then you don't want to do it.
Well, yeah, because,
little steps.
Yeah,
little
baby things. Steps. And I need to do that, like, when I go back to weightlifting, I need to take real baby steps.
Yeah, because if you overdo it, then everything fucking hurts.
Well, and I'm old now. Like, it's different when it was 14 years ago, when I was, like, fucking 22. Where am I right now? Hold on. We're going 55.
If on this, yes, for 14 miles...
You have to go potty again?
God damn it.
Okay, whenever I get a chance, I'll pull off to a little thing. He, what is it? You broke the seal?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I was like, do you have a UTI? He's like, no. He's like, I just had to pee because, like, I drink a lot of soda. I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, this is our night. This is what we're doing. But we're on how many hours did we start? We met up at, like, 8. And we're not going to count.
8:15,
yeah.
Actually.
8:15, yeah.
Right on time.
It was supposed to be 7. My favorite is...
It was supposed to be 6.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, yeah.
I think 6. But then I kind of made that even a little early, too, for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, 6:30? I was like, yeah, it's actually better.
Well, because you were actually, like, doing a whole bunch of stuff today. Yeah, like, you had a lot of stuff going on.
But she kept pushing it back, and then I was like...
And you were with like, your eight? Family, right? You like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so then that... They were just giving him a hard time.
I was scared with her, but she's like, 8? And I was like, 8? 8 tomorrow?
8
p.m. tomorrow at this point?
I was like, no, better make
at
it
this point, 8 tomorrow.
But anyway, this has been, it's been an interesting date for sure. I've never,
What are you going to title this one?
Well...
You said winging it, but...
I was going to say winging it, but there's something better. I like to make it more specific, you know?
It will come.
Do you have the vape? I feel like I'm in the car with Bubba. This is so funny. Because I share the vape with Bubba. Like, I'll let him hit it sometimes. And by sometimes, I mean, like, pretty much any time. But it's fine. Boundaries are important with children. So, learn how to do that. Otherwise, you'll have a total fucking hellion on your hands. Which I do.
How much farther? 14 minutes.
Oh my god, what if we fall asleep at Fishtail Falls? Up at what time today? Like super fucking. Well, no, not super early.
This is sleeping for me today.
This whole week has been hilarious. We barely. So the other day I tried to do like an all nighter, and I was gonna be productive as shit, and then I just ended up stalking all of his social media for like entirely too. Have you ever fucking stalked somebody that long? I have. I'm really good at it. I'll be finding out about your auntie's business. Your uncles, I'll know all the things. And then it's pretty good though. But that, oh yeah, best story about Bernard. His fucking girlfriend like jumped on his back toward the Gresham Transit Center because he jumped out of the car because she was like yelling at him because she thought he was hitting on their waitress. I was like, that is true love right there.
Yeah.
That is the pinnacle of romance.
Ever,
yes.
You had that experience where you care, you love somebody so much, you do some crazy shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I think everybody's been there. We can't deny it.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think of what's the craziest thing that you've ever done for love?
Fuck.
I'm trying to think of what I've done. Well, let me think. Well, I mean, I put up with a lot of bullshit, but that's not the same thing. I want to hear something. Created a separate profile to find. Oh no, that's pretty crazy.
It's a little crazy.
Created a separate profile to find out if someone was cheating on me, and then I wanted it to be legit, so I got a throwaway phone so that they could text. And then I went even farther down that rabbit hole, and this was like when you know you should not.
It's raining.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So much for stargazing.
Fuck.
I hate everybody.
It was supposed to be clear. Why? It could be just a passing cloud.
It is. It's just a temporary.
But now it's making me want to go to the bathroom more.
Oh yeah, I forgot I had to pee all of this.
No. If it was anything crazy,
way too many unattractive things to hold on.
So now I'm not going to accept any new friend requests.
Well, no. And the best part about that, I was totally fucking kidding. By the way, I think it said something about how. Oh, okay, this is perfect.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
I feel like when it says do not block or you can't go here, then we.
This is exactly the time we should like park the car and walk around the gate.
You want to go there even more.
I know. I feel like it's more enticing. All right, we're gonna take a pause so we can go pee. Well, I can't really pause it because if I do, it won't actually continue the podcast. So. We're just going to sit in the car while Brandon goes pee. Dude, I don't fucking know what's going on. I'm so Twitter-pated with this dude. It's so cute. It is so cute. We've been up on the fucking phone every night until like 1:30, 2 in the morning. He's like late, trying to get to work on time, like trying to make shit happen with kids and work and all that. And like still be Twitter-pated at 38. That's pretty fun. I don't know. I just feel like this is definitely a time for thriving because everything happens for a reason. I was just mentioning how fucking...
Talking shit.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying that your beard could be a little thicker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just like, the worst part is that I'm reversing into a highway. This is
super... A highway? It's fucking feels like a clip iron. Oh, I never even told you my story.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
A podcast?
We literally could do anything we want. We have, like, all the time in the world.
Is it still or no?
No, I didn't. I couldn't pause it because if I did, we had no service.
Oh, fuck.
So I just kept trying to fill the void. I was like, so we're going to talk while he goes pee. And yeah. So that happened. Sometimes not all my podcasts are thrilling. I'm just going to be really honest with you on that. It's hit or miss. I think one time I got drunk and I sang in the shower for like 7 minutes. So it's the type of voyeurism people can't escape.
Wait, where's your map?
Oh, yeah. We need to know that. Here you go.
I'm fucking driving blind. Not even driving in circles. At this point, we're just driving blind.
That's great. Well, realistic, if we go far enough out, we'll just take a right and do it all over again.
I think the cool thing out of this is, like, no matter... obviously, you guys know her, but, like, just hanging out with her is, like, we both kind of have that... little bit of ADHD, like, get sidetracked.
It's
shit.
Kind of fun, though. I think that's one of the reasons why our conversations are so, like, but what is... Oh, yeah.
But we try to... I try to find a point. I know, that looked like the road. That
I know. Well, that's because we're old.
Don't follow the light. We're not trying to follow the light.
This is probably what the fish in the ocean feel like. We're just driving on this dark freeway, and then all of a sudden this bright
light. You see a bright
light. In the middle of the road.
It's like, kind
of
looks like the road. We should go that way.
Do I go straight? I go straight. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's great. I feel super confident.
If you ever want to know what two ADHD minds
are. Yeah, we're real. This is cute.
I try to reel it back in.
Well, I mean, when we focused. Stop moving, like, once we're in the car, it's like a hot mess express the conversation. Because it's all over the map.
I've never met anybody that's like that.
Fucking so
my
fun.
My kids fucking tell me that shit all the time. They're like, you look at everything but the rope. And I was like, hey, but you're still alive. What are you tripping about?
But did you die? I don't think so. You're welcome.
Still alive.
You're welcome.
I'm good at what I do.
Be grateful.
The best peasants. Distracted.
They're like, the best. Call me peasant, you're my mother.
The best distracted driver, that's what I told Kayla. I'm the best distracted driver.
I feel like I could win though, because I almost fucking... I was trying to do my eyebrows today, and I'll say right now I failed miserably. I was trying to do them, and I ended up parking, thinking I was going to be on time, and then I realized I looked like Groucho Marx. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to redo this shit, because I thought I was totally killing it. I was like, man, I am so good. I'm like, but right when I got cocky...
She was pleasantly surprised. She had that, like, constant
look. Other plans. They were like, we're going to teach this bitch.
Did you have, like, the McDonald's, the old Ronald McDonald type?
I looked confused or surprised. I looked surprised.
The old, you ever see the Ronald McDonald's at the fucking old McDonald's?
One. Okay, so the reason why I like this particular...
We have a little bit ways to go.
I know, but there's
is there something else?
It's sort of like an off-branch, so...
Yeah, guys, now we're off-branching, so yeah, this is the last time that you hear my voice. We off-branch at mile marker.
So funny. Hold on. How do I turn on the thing? Why am I so stupid right now? Okay, there we go. Wait.
We need some air.
There we go. Yeah, because the fucking windows are
fucking, I'm
out.
Breathing too hard in here. So I'm concerned.
Mouth breather to the right.
I'm concerned about my life.
This is it. Wait, no. Yes. Okay, hold on. So there's
is there a place
bridge.
To park?
Well, yeah, there's this bridge, okay?
I feel like we're going to O'Doul rules this shit off the side.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. You ever see that movie, Billy Madison?
Oh, wait, yeah.
O'Doul rules, and they're just, like, saying that the whole time as they're driving off the edge.
Oh, no. I had no idea.
I think that's Billy Madison. Correct me if I'm wrong, people.
Well, I know that, I think...
Leave it in the comments.
O'Doul.
Do you have a comment section? O'Doul. I said O'Doul, so I'm over here.
We're literally O'Doul just joking rules. About non-alcoholic beer the entire time.
Okay. O'Doul. Thank you for the correction.
O'Doul rules. Okay.
I was close,
wait, shit,
people.
That was it.
It's okay. We can back up.
I'll back up.
There was nobody else on the road.
You think I'm okay?
Yeah. I hope.
I don't know. I think
one, get
I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I'm not going to kill you on the first
She
day.
Passed it by 20 feet.
What
I told her
actually...
to back up. And she... There's nobody behind
well,
us.
Well, if we see a white cross on the right-hand side, we'll know. Because that's actually for my friend's son.
Okay, now, well, you know, deep.
cougars.
Yeah, that's the only way.
No, mind you, we did see a ghost tonight. And I will say that was so the first time I've actually seen a physical ghost.
Yeah, we're downtown.
Northwest Portland. Yeah.
And yeah, that was it. I believe that was it. Hold on, let's go back because I'm not going to fucking
do it. You know, I've actually never been over here.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm going to bury you right there.
You heard it first. No, but I saw this person, this thing, way ahead. It was a man with a hat with tan khakis and like a blue sweater is what I remember seeing. Dark sweater of some sort.
I don't know.
Started crossing the street. But there was a car in the middle lane trying to turn left. And I said, hey, slow down. I said, there's a person up there crossing. And she kind of noticed it. There's somebody crossing. They're going to
get... Well, yeah, because I kind of assumed like it was... Because the bus... I'm never going to stop bringing up the fact that I was a bus driver. So the bus driver in me came out and was like, oh my God. Hold on, I think this is it. Wait, am I just like trying to turn into nowhere?
No, there's actually concrete there.
Yeah, there is. That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay, it's not a ledge. I wouldn't let you drive us over a ledge.
This is the way. Cougars.
No, we do have a flashlight.
Wait. Now there is like a Brit. Oh, there somebody's is somebody camping there. Why do I keep going to dangerous places?
It's not as dangerous. Somebody is camping there.
I know, but I immediately think they're a threat. Spot. I know it is pretty. I have a tent.
It's avoided.
We were talking about getting a hotel, and he was like, "Is that too forward on a first date?" I was like, "Well, it's not like we have to do anything in it. We just like talk in the hotel."
Yeah, like instead of sitting in the car.
Fucking marathon date. I don't know why.
Where else are you going to sit? What's open 24 hours? A donut shop, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, Krispy Kreme. You go to a laundromat and get rid of some laundry. You know, knock that shit out.
It's true.
I fucking hate folding laundry. I hate it so much. I can't.
Yeah, but the ghost, we both saw the fucking thing walking. I saw it first.
Well, I assumed, the bus driver me thought that the dude was going to just take a step after we passed.
Right.
But of course thank you for being cautious. Oh, wait, is that a bridge? I think that's not a bridge. Okay, cool.
Nope.
Good thing it's fucking dark out and I don't have my contacts in. I'm so glad. All right. Anyway, yeah, dude was there for a minute and then fucking
walking very slow.
Yeah.
Clear as day. Even though it was night, but I saw this shit.
He did look like he
was. And what I saw, because there was a car turning. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, he's gonna go by the behind the car. It's Portland. For all I know, the dude's gonna keep walking. So I said, slow down. So I told her to slow down, like she is right now. And
look at how fucking sweet this is. Look,
Green Bridge.
Look at how freaking cool this bridge is.
Green Bridge.
So pretty. So then
why do they gotta block the cool off spots? What if somebody parks behind us?
I never watched like this. I have a hatchet.
Why didn't you back in?
Oh, why didn't I do that?
Could you back in? You have that kind of skill. You're a bus driver.
I know. I back into all my parking spots because I'm clearly better.
We got to back into this.
Yeah, bridge. I know. I want to do that because that way then people can't.
Wait, what if we put ourselves at the end of the bridge?
Like toward the road?
We don't want to lock ourselves in.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Let me describe it. It's kind of a one-way bridge, guys. Like, mm-hmm. And there's not enough room for two cars on this bridge.
Yeah.
So if anybody came behind us, we're stuck.
It kind of reminds me of like Deathly Hallows, you know.
I know I just met her, but she's talking about like Doomsday. I think ahead. I told her, I'm like fucking.
Gotta get ready.
Have you ever seen the, what is it? The
For the End Times.
What was that movie I referenced earlier?
I'm just laughing at her thought process, yeah.
What's that movie though? Not Shug Knight.
No, you're Shug talking Knight. About the little aliens.
It starts with the S.
Wait.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock. Oh, okay. Shug Knight. I thought you were talking about the fucking robots, the little alien robots. He was like, they remind me of the little alien robots. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, you know, the movie with the robots. And
yeah,
the
I said fried green tomatoes. And then my ass said some fucking.
And I was like, what? Shawshank Redemption?
My shit was way off.
Totally, but it's okay. I'll park like
no, but
a little farther.
Sherlock Holmes, you ever seen that movie with Robert Downey Jr., the way he processes everything? You see it all happening ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are we going to put ourselves facing forward down a one-way situation? We have to have an out.
Yeah, this is good right here. Because then I can go either way. Like that, or a little farther forward. This is
That's
good.
Fair. So nobody else can come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that way, if we need to shoot out, we can. I feel like this is the most strategic placement of the parking.
Is this just a little stopping point?
Yeah. So, okay, hold on. I'm going to show you.
Because according to maps, we have another
Yeah, this was just the way to get there. So I only know how to get there from Fishtail Falls.
What do you mean?
So from Fishtail Falls going into town, there's a bridge on our left.
You weren't lying about the fucking stars, though.
Yeah, and I'm like, can you see them?
No, well,
I'm blind.
It's kind of rainy.
It is. Damn. You're so pretty. Hold on, let's get the hatchet first because I think there are like... Let me get the headlamp. Oh, you got the headlamp. Okay, good.
You think we're going to fucking fight off some shit with that?
Oh, I think if there's a cougar, I'm going to want a blade.
The cougar's going to see us fucking way before we see us.
Yeah, no, I don't want to die.
I can put my sweaters on.
Oh, no, I'm scared. Oh, my God, I fucking love it. I'm not going to venture too crazy. I just wanted to be, like, close to it, you know? I don't know why. I just decided I wanted to go on a marathon date. I think it was, so my friend, Kirsten and her,
but we felt like we had a lot
is it of- fucking snowing?
It's just a little bit of rain.
Oh, okay. I got to say, cause it feels like, cause look at the lake.
We felt like we wanted to catch up.
Yeah. We had to catch up from the last lifetime.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, one. I gotta get the hatchet out.
Yeah, something. We need that guy's machete.
I don't need a...
Where's homie's machete?
There we go.
I feel like I'm okay with this sweater, but I'm gonna take it.
What was that? Did you hear that?
Your car was squeaking.
Oh, was it my car? Okay, see? I'm like totally...
This?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, after seeing a ghost.
Yeah. Oh well, we did see a ghost. That was.
It didn't like
crazy.
Scare me, but it was just like weird. It was confirmation that because that for me that was the first time.
Yeah, it's insane. I know. I'm like prepared. I'm gonna have dreams about this fucking bridge. But this is where I used to go. Yeah, let me grab my. I know. I love it. We could totally make out. I'm about to get murdered. No, I'm just kidding. All right, just a sec. I got my machete thing. I know, I'm totally joking. I'm never going to get murdered. They'll never take me alive. That's why. I'm going to find it right now. Because that's what I'm afraid of. What if we got locked out? That's what I'm not fucking playing with right now. There we go. Oh, you got your snacks? You're so cute. Love it. Okay, so here's the fun part. We turn the lights off, and then we look around and let our eyes adjust. And this is the best part. I love being at dark in the nighttime. This is how you know you're heavy-ass Pluto. So I did Brandon's chart, and he's got Pluto on the moon, right on top of my Mars, Pluto South Node conjunction in Scorpio. So our shit is fucking locked in Pluto savvy. Nobody's gonna fucking take Brandon and I down for real. Especially if we got this hatchet.
Yeah.
Your beard is so impressive that I feel like they probably just give up. Like, fuck it. I'm not gonna die at the hands of this man. He's already winning with the beard.
I'm smacking on tortillas.
Unfair. I think we're at 48 minutes. Yeah, so the maximum time you can do is 60 minutes.
Okay.
So we got 10 minutes.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the random rambling.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was important to document first date. That way we had like a little marker point.
Eyes are congesting.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So pretty. How fun.
There's a hatchet.
It's on top of the car.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the epitome of trust. Like, I literally just went out.
But there's not even a cover on it.
I took the cover off, so okay. That way, in case we need it, yeah.
At least let me know next time.
I know, I probably should have told
you that. You know, it's like a gun that doesn't have a safety.
Hindsight's 2020,
here's
yeah.
Here's a gun, no safety.
I don't know why I love the dark side. It's like, I used to play that game Ghost in the
I was thinking like a little hatchet.
Oh yeah, no, this is a full-on app.
Straight up,
like, yeah,
Viking.
And then the best part is, look, see, on the
straight
bottom,
up Viking.
You can unscrew it. And there's a fucking shank. Yeah, it's a fucking knife.
That's like when you bolt out.
I know, that's why I'm gonna get it out.
Eyes are adjusting. We're gonna take a moment to
appreciate
thank you, one of our sponsors.
Thing is, I love a knife.
We're gonna sponsor one of our. No, actually, I just want to take a Zen pouch because I need some nicotine.
Ah, yeah. How many times have I peed on this podcast? That's what
not
I want to know.
As many as I have. That's I should have brought.
How many
fucking
times have you peed since we last loved
I should have got depends on this trip if I would have known.
Wait, hold on. I want to count. Is that the Rose Garden you went pee?
Don't even.
Hold on. I have to know. Okay, I have to know.
Put
I'm curious just for now.
Put me on blast.
I don't think anybody would love me
not counting
if
the times
I was any other way.
Myself,
I feel like the people that follow this podcast are like little
that,
voyeurs. What'd you say?
Not,
you
not counting the times that I pee myself? They don't know about those
times. I don't know about those times, but I like it. Just that one time in the park, though, with that guy. That I peed a little, too.
Nah, I, was like, I wasn't oh. even.
I'm just kidding.
If he was like within a 10-foot radius, then there was a second to be concerned about.
I just peed a little in my like a
the go mode.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, time to go.
No, honestly, when she was taking off in those wedges, it was like Fred Flintstone when they're taking
off. I was literally
like
reckless abandon. I don't care if I roll an ankle. I'm gonna get the fuck off this hill. But yeah,
did you find a little knife or no?
I can't get it unscrewed. I know that. Hold on. Braylon's so fucking cute. I had to put her on my thing. So you have to unscrew. It's not the bottom one, but it's like the middle. I think it might be this. I think like if you go up a little more.
Oh, that's to break the fucking window.
Yeah, so.
It's good to know that.
Supremely cool. That way, in case you get stuck and your car falls off the edge.
Oh, here's the shank.
There we go. That's pretty good. I mean, it'll definitely
it's
put
sharp.
A hole in it, yeah.
It doubles.
So there we go. Now we're totally going to make it.
Dual wielding.
If you see any glowing eyes.
If you ever played Call of Duty, dual wielding right now.
Dual wielding.
Double fisting it.
Actually, I feel like if you said dual wielding, I would know even if I didn't play Call of Duty. Because of
wait,
the...
Wait, what am I fucking... pouches that I got.
Oh, no.
I
did you
even
have
anything?
Oh, pop- okay, yeah. I don't know if I'm a vape.
You actually didn't even end up counting how many.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. And the rose garden. Wait, I got to get my. I want to sit back and count how many times we lost track of our fucking focus.
Stupid.
Do you have the vape or do I have the vape?
You should ask fucking chat. It's not a chat.
It isn't until I actually, like, accuse somebody of having the vape.
It's not asking chat. Like, what do you say? Like, hey, is it normal to go to the bathroom that many times?
Yeah, I feel like, is it normal to follow people out into the woods with a hatchet and trust them completely?
Right there. Well, oh, no. I have it.
You do? Oh, how cute. Thank you. See, there it is. It's okay.
Where's my little fucking
thing? Oh, no. Did you? You didn't leave him in the house, did you? Did you take him in the bathroom with you? I'm sorry you had to see that. Oh, my bathroom's so gross right now. Fucking cats. All right.
I feel like I dropped
it. Did it fall? Oh, is it... What's it look like? It's just that circle, right?
Yeah. Did I leave it at the house? Wait, when did we stop at the house? That was after.
Yeah, it was after because we had to go back to Kingston. And
the
oh,
fuck?
I hate everybody. So sorry. Did it fall in between the door?
Oh, wait, you know what? I might have.
In the back seat, probably. Our ADD is, like, profound. I think it's because that's what happens when you get tired. We're on Mimalouse Road. Are they gone completely? Oh, no. I bet you Bernard would set him to the side if he did. I hate that. I've done that before. You think you threw them out?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, I think those are your sunglasses.
No, those are yours.
Are they?
Oh. Fuck it.
I hate it. Here.
That's so weird.
Just hit the vape. It's okay.
Like, where the fuck
are they? I bet you they're fucking probably back there.
What's the name of the street?
Mimalouse.
Okay. you want to lock your car, or do you leave it unlocked?
I leave it unlocked for emergency purposes. That way I can fucking book it if I need to.
Do you have your key? How much time do we have?
I have my keys. We have four or 5 minutes.
Okay.
This has been
you want me to
fun.
Turn the light off?
Oh yeah, I should turn my light off too. We're gonna allow our eyes to adjust as we go back, double wielding over the Mimalus Bridge in Estacada. Oh, fun. Here we go. You're my favorite.
Yeah, you can be sharp.
Yeah, it's important. I can't believe we saw a fucking ghost in it. That was sick.
Did we finish the story?
Oh, wait, yeah. The guy just disappeared.
No, he should have either been standing behind the car, yeah, or he should have kept walking, so I told her to slow down.
Because
you know how people just walk in Portland?
Yeah.
And we both did a hard 180 to see where he was, if he was actually standing behind the car, and nothing was there.
Yeah.
Nothing was there. And I was like, you saw him, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. Make sure I wasn't tripping.
Shitty. I love it. So, usually, when it's like this, like, it's not cloud cover.
I know, right?
And it's really, like, so stunningly beautiful because it kind of looks like...
stars.
Yeah, and it looks like with these, for some reason, it looks like you're looking up at a skylight, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's... Aw, thanks for coming with me. Have fun. Oh. Yeah.
Our eyes are trying to adjust still. Mine arm. It's actually getting a little better.
It's so pretty. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed our fucking shenanigans. Thanks for coming along with us for like an hour.
Fucking hour.
It was fun though. It was a good time. We were totally all over the map.
We'll make more.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Say bye. Bye.